Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, this is Drew Badger. This is Big Scary News for episode 155. And boy, I am hating this year because I have yet more sad news to start off the show, this time from Fear Fair in Seymour, Indiana. The Big Scary Show is very sad to report the passing of longtime Fear Fair employee Jeff Nolan, aka Otter, from esophageal cancer at the young age of 52. He played the role of Freddy Krueger almost from year one, and even after moving to Indianapolis, he was able to come back and work a few nights every season. Even after he was diagnosed with cancer, he was able to come back and work the security room watching the cameras. We know it meant a great deal to him to be able to be back involved, and even a lot of the new rookie cast members forged tight bonds with him. He leaves behind a wife and two daughters. The Big Scary Show sends its deepest condolences to the family and friends of Jeff Nolan and of the Fear Fair family, and offers up this moment of silence. We have this news from the Scare House in Pittsburgh. After 12 remarkable seasons in Aetna, we must announce that we have big plans for the future of the Scare House and a brand new location. But our plans are so big that we need another full year to bring all those nightmares to life. Scare House will not return to the Pittsburgh area until fall 2020, but we promise you it'll be worth the wait. We're also excited to announce a new permanent home for the basement. Our intense and immersive haunted attraction returns this fall as an entirely new experience within one of Pittsburgh's most iconic neighborhoods. Details coming soon. To every one of you that continues to support our family of actors and artists, we say thank you. Stay right here for upcoming news about Basement 2019, Scare House 2020, and many more surprises, as well as all the weird and spooky stuff that we love to share with our fans. The Scare House isn't going away, we just need more time to unleash the next chapter of Pittsburgh's ultimate haunted house. Keep up with all the updates at scarehouse.com or their Facebook page, facebook.com/scarehouse. We have this news from the Buckland Museum of Witchcraft and Magic in Cleveland, Ohio. I am thrilled to announce that Raymond Buckland's Museum of Witchcraft and Magic in Cleveland and Stephen Romano Gallery will be collaborating on an exhibit of William Mortensen entitled Witches. The exhibition will feature many previously unseen works along with some of Mortensen's most well-known iconic occult-themed photographs, which Huffington Post declared as some of the most beautifully terrifying images ever made. The exhibition will open August 3rd and continue through November 3rd. More details to follow. Keep up with their updates at facebook.com/witchmuseum. We have this news from the Nightmare Factory in Havelock, North Carolina. The Nightmare Factory will celebrate its 13th year of fear in 2019. Thank you to all our fans. Want to be a monster here? We have open interviews every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Just come to the Nightmare Factory. No experience necessary. We will teach you everything. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/NightmareFactoryNC. We have news on a remake of the film Black Christmas via BloodyDisgusting.com. Bob Clark's slasher classic Black Christmas got a fun but admittedly not great remake back in 2006 and they've learned that another is now on the way, courtesy of Blumhouse. Imogene Poots will star, Elise Shannon, Brittany O'Grady, Lily Donahue, and Caleb Eberhart will also star. Sophia Takal is directing a script written with April Wolf. In the original classic, released in 1974, a group of sorority girls are stalked by a stranger during Christmas break. His name is Billy, and he's calling from inside the house. In the new film, Hawthorne College is quieting down for the holidays. One by one, sorority girls on campus are being killed by an unknown stalker. But the killer is about to discover that this generation's young women aren't willing to become the hapless victims as they mount a fight to the finish. The film will be released on December 13th. We have this news from HauntedIllinois.com. I'm guessing that MHC stoked everyone's Halloween fervor and most of us are in full-on Halloween now. HauntedIllinois.com has cleared out their database of 2018 information and you could now submit your 2019 info. If you're looking to drive traffic to your home haunt or display, do not underestimate the amount of traffic a free listing will bring. Every year we get many, many people who say they saw us on Haunted Illinois when we ask where they heard about us. If you're hosting a commercial haunted house, hayride, haunted trail, corn maze, yard display, home haunt, or other Halloween-related event, submit your 2019 information now, again at hauntedillinois.com. We have a little paranormal news from Chaos Paranormal. Come and spend National Ghost Hunting Day with the ladies of Chaos Paranormal as they investigate Hillview Manor in Newcastle, Pennsylvania. You must arrive by 6:45 p.m. Eastern Time to participate. What do you get for your admission? A complete historical tour of Hillview Manor, a ghost hunt until 4 a.m., pizza, water, and coffee. This is not a paranormal exploration class. No discounted tickets and no refunds after placing your order. Please message them with your address so they can send you the complete itinerary and dates. Thank you. Get more information on tickets and more at their Facebook page, facebook.com/chaosparanormal. We have some hiring news, this time from Screamville Haunted Attraction in Knoxville, Tennessee. Screamville is now recruiting volunteers for the 2019 haunt season. We're looking for energetic people who want to be part of our haunted attraction for this year and for years to come. Come join our cast of weird, demented, crazy, and scary people by joining our team. Message us if you're interested in being a scare actor this season. Get more information and message them at Facebook.com/ScreamvilleCursedAcres. We have some more hiring news, this time from the Folklore Haunted Attraction in Acworth, Georgia. We want you. Join us this fall and help put some fear into Northwest Georgia. Actors and operations positions open and all positions are paid. Save time by pre-registering at folklorehauntedhouse.hauntscheduler.com. It's our 10th anniversary and we can't wait for you to see all the surprises we have in store for you this October. Stay up to date on our site at folklorehauntedhouse.com. We have this news from the Bloodshed Farms Fear Fest in Columbus, New Jersey. Bloodshed Farms Fear Fest is currently looking for new staff for 2019. We're always looking for new energetic and enthusiastic people to become part of the team at Bloodshed Farms Fear Fest. If you love the art of scaring people in a fun, safe environment and are an experienced haunter or first-time haunter, or have just a love of Halloween, then we'd like to meet you. We're also looking for skilled makeup artists specializing in scare makeup and other non-scare event staff. If you'd like to be considered for employment, please visit bloodshedfarmsfearfest.com/employment and fill out the proper forms. There's more information at bloodshedfarmsfearfest.com. We have this news from the Hinterland Haunted Attraction in Ashley, Michigan. Hinterland Haunted Attraction in Ashley is seeking help. Positions in all areas such as construction, design, makeup, ticket taking, acting, and much more are open. No experience necessary. Message us if you have any questions. Happy haunting, and we look forward to speaking with you. Get more information and a link to apply at their Facebook page, facebook.com/hinterlandhauntedattraction. We have this news from the inaugural Jason Fest coming to Delaware, New Hampshire. This event has been months in the making, and it's honestly a dream come true to host the first ever Jason Fest Thursday, September 12th, with Ari Lehman and his rockin' band, First Jason. We have packed everything we could think of: meet and greets, exclusive and collectible personally autographed photos, exclusive never-before-offered photo ops, movie screenings on a huge outdoor screen, a roaring fire with your favorite camp snacks, an amazingly delicious all-you-can-eat buffet, beer and wine, private outdoor bar, access to 13 carefully selected Friday the 13th vendors, the best Camp Blood gift bag we have ever given out, and lots of giveaways throughout the night. Plus, we get to jam together with Ari's band, First Jason. At the stroke of midnight, we'll have an official Ring in the New Scare countdown to Friday the 13th. It is by far the best Friday the 13th experience we have ever offered, and trust us, you definitely want to be there at the stroke of midnight to celebrate Blairstown's second favorite son, Jason Voorhees. Visit jasonfest.eventbrite.com for more information and to reserve your seat. We have this news from Shattered Nightmares Haunted House in Terre Haute, Indiana. Shattered Nightmares Haunted House is looking for sponsors for our 2019 season. If you'd like your company to be advertised, or if you know somebody else that may want to be advertised, contact us. We advertise four different ways to the public on our t-shirts, websites, flyers, and on our huge sponsor banner that hangs in our waiting area. Get more information at facebook.com/shatterednightmareshaunt. And finally, we have this sad news from Purgatory in Mansfield, Missouri. Well, I guess it's time to finally announce it. We had a really great run this past 7 years, but we didn't get the numbers we need to be able to keep the haunted house open, so unfortunately, last year was the final year of the haunted house. I thank each and every person who came and supported us over the years, whether you were a volunteer or you bought a ticket. I also thank everyone for the irreplaceable memories I and many other people have received from this haunted house. The volunteers of this haunt were a dedicated group of kids that just wanted to put on a good show, and we thank you kids for being so committed to helping us out and helping your community out. Get more information, any updates coming later, at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Mansfield Haunted House Purgatory. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Hello, folks. Drew Badger here. We're in Raleigh, North Carolina at the Carolina Fear Fest, and we're chatting with all the cool kids and hanging around all the celebs. And speaking of kids and celebs, we've got a former child star, no longer a child star, who is does the convention circuit on a fairly regular basis, always meeting his fans, and part of one of the most iconic horror franchises in movie history. Of course, we're talking about Child's Play 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't even know how many they had.
Seven.
Mr. Alex Vincent, who used to play Andy Barclay, the child actor, no longer child, all grown up now. How are you, sir, Mr. Vincent?
All grown up, yet still Andy Barclay to a lot of people. He said we'd be friends to the end. He wasn't kidding. I'm doing well. Yeah, I'm good.
Do people come up and call you Andy? I mean, it just...
Sure. Andy or Chucky.
People call you Chucky.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm used to it.
When people come up and talk to you about the movies, is there a particular favorite that seems to be, like, separating themselves from the pack? Are people all a big fan of the original? Did they like number three? Did they like, you know, Cult of, Bride of, or anything like that?
Bride is a big time. I know Bride's a favorite. Bride and the original, people usually say, are their favorites. But we get a lot of, you know, new people that say Cult of Chucky was their favorite. I meet a lot of people who curse and Cult are the first two they've seen, thanks to Netflix, you know? And it being now like almost the third generation of kids that enjoy these films. It's been three decades, so each time you get a new group of kids that are seeing it for the first time. And so Cult and Curse are popular amongst the Netflix group, but I think overall The First and Bride of Chucky are people's favorites.
What I have three teenagers and they do this internet thing and they go on this YouTube site that, right. And I don't even know what the name of the site is. Dead Meat? It's Dead Meat, where it just basically shows all the kills in a horror movie.
Oh, yeah.
And I know they go through, and I know they've seen this kind of stuff, and it's fascinating that, how do I put this? It's a doll that kills,
yeah.
And they look at me like, why doesn't somebody just, like, kick it or smash it? And it's like, you know, back in the 80s and stuff, when we were young
that,
like that.
Done that and worse to him.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you know, have a little bit of childish wonder and enjoy the movie for what it is.
Yeah, right.
But do you think that sites like that, movie sites like that, kind of kill the magic? Do you think CGI has kind of killed the magic in some horror movies? Because now it's just so easy to just kill and do this and special effect this and special effect that. But you know, when we were growing up, it was about suspense and it was about movie and building up and
stuff. I think the magic exists in the audience and more than in the film itself. I don't think whether it's CGI or animatronics or a killer dinosaur or a killer shark or a doll, you have to have a willingness to enjoy it for what it is. And the magic is allowing yourself to enjoy that fantasy or the alternate reality of whatever that story is offering. So I think that's where the magic is. I think CGI is very effective these days, especially. But so are animatronics. It's not necessarily how you get there, but why.
What do you prefer working with? Did you work with CGI? I mean, I know it was kind of in its infancy back then, but...
Yeah. There wasn't really any CGI in the original films. And there really wasn't any in the new films. There's green screen stuff sometimes. Their ability to take out things from the screen, from the image, I think is cool. You know, so where in the first couple films they had to be real careful to frame things so Chucky's little secrets and cables and wires and rods and things are not seen. And nowadays they can get those out,
sure,
which is good. But no, it's still, you know, taking the inanimate and pretending that you're scared to death of it. So
what does Alex Vincent do these days? You're working and still working on films? You're doing something different? You're working behind the scenes? What's going on when you're not attending conventions?
I own a recording studio in Clearwater, Florida, the past 5 years. I've recorded over 250 artists, musicians, vocalists, hip-hop guys, all kinds of stuff, music production and recording.
Nice.
It's been fun. And I travel a lot and do conventions, and I write a lot, and I still do some acting here and there. We're making a continuation of Cult of Chucky, which came out in 2017. We're in development with the Sci-Fi Network for a Chucky TV series.
Oh, really?
Which is, we're supposed to start filming later this year. We'll be out next year, hopefully.
What would be your role in that?
Andy Barkley.
Okay. Yeah. So all grown up Andy as far as, interesting, not like a producer or anything behind the scenes?
No. It's a continuation of Cult of Chucky.
I see.
Yeah.
So how do you like working as far as with other artists behind the scenes, working the music production thing? As a musician myself, I always like to pick the fat on that.
It's fun. It's what I'm passionate about doing. I like making people sound better, whether it's vocalists or instrumentalists or bands or making beats or, I enjoy that type of work, so it's always fun. Of course, some artists are more challenging to work with than others.
Auto-tune is your friend, I guess.
Sometimes, but, it depends. It's a bunch of different creative personalities, and I like being in a creative environment, so it's fun for me.
Do you still write poetry?
I do, yeah.
Any books coming out?
I'm putting out a collection later next month, actually.
Okay.
That's been a long time kind of in the making. The older you get and the busier you get in life, the less time you have to sit around and think poetically, let alone write poetically.
Okay.
It took me a while to put this together, but it's a collection of 100-something poems over the last few years that, more people write poetry than read poetry, so it's not an audience that I'm expecting ever to be wide-reaching. Not at all. Nor am I trying to. I just self-publish them and put them out to people that are interested in reading them.
But it's got to be immensely satisfying, too, to know that there are people actually reading the works that you wrote and things.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Maybe when I'm dead, people will appreciate it more.
There you go. Where will you be making some appearances in, say, the next 3 to 6 months as we kind of get through the summer and head towards Halloween?
I'm going to be in Vegas in 2 weeks for Days of the Dead. I'm going to be in Calgary for Calgary Horror Con at the end of June. I'm doing something in New Hampshire in July. I'm going to be in Albuquerque, I think, at the end of August into September. I'm going to be in Lexington, Kentucky in September.
Scarefest?
Scarefest, yeah. I did a whole lot of conventions last year. So this year is kind of an alternate year. I'm going to places I haven't been for the most part. Trying some new areas, New Hampshire, Raleigh, like I am this weekend. I was in Buffalo last weekend. So, just mixing it up this year.
Is there a website and social medias where people can keep track of your schedules and follow your work and check out the new upcoming Chucky series that you've got working on and maybe even pick up a book of poetry or otherwise?
I got a bunch of websites. There's Alex Vincent Online, which has my appearances, and you can buy autographs and whatever, see what I'm up to there. I have my recording studio, avproductionsonline.com, and I have my podcast that I've been doing this year. Past 16 weeks, which has horror guests and live music, and that's the finalnotelive.com.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. And what is the schedule for that?
It's live Wednesday nights. We did 4 months in a row, 16 shows. Now we're on a little bit of a hiatus, but I think when things calm down, we'll be back doing the podcast again, maybe in July.
How do you enjoy doing that? Being a podcast, we've been around 7 years. We love it.
Yeah. It's fun. I mean, for me, I try to put a lot into it. It's in my studio. I'm running 32 channels of audio through Pro Tools. I have live music, live musicians perform live on the show, and call in guests and stuff. And so, it's challenging, but it's fun.
Excellent. Well, Alex Vincent, a pleasure to have you back on The Big Scary Show. Once again, Alex Vincent Online. Check out his convention appearances and all that good stuff. Once again, Drew Badger here. We're live at the Carolina Fear Fest in Raleigh, North Carolina, and we're out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out The Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.